USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hundreds of millions of Americans are clearly worried about the coronavirus here in the United States. But President Trump, not so much.
No, I'm not concerned at all. No,
the president commenting during a photo opportunity at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida as he was welcoming Brazil's president for a dinner.
We've had tremendous cooperation with other countries and all over the world, and we've made it very, very tough, very strong, very stringent borders.
Missouri, Kansas, and the nation's capital all reporting their first confirmed cases of the virus. Meanwhile, the Italian government has locked down entire sections of the northern part of that country, restricting movement for a quarter of the Italian population in a fight to contain the virus there. The prime minister announcing the governmental decree yesterday, saying it's a national emergency. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Six people are dead and 28 are still unaccounted for, many of them trapped, after a hotel being used as a coronavirus quarantine site collapsed in southeastern China without warning late last night. About 70 people were inside the building at the time. Authorities say by Sunday morning, 43 people have been rescued, 36 of them hospitalized. Virginia is moving forward with gun control legislation. The state legislature voted in a Saturday session to mandate criminal background checks on all gun purchases. The measure passing both the state Senate and General Assembly. It's now to be reviewed by the Democratic Governor Ralph Northam, who's expected to sign it into law. Today is International Women's Day. The occasion marks female achievements as well as the challenges women still face. The United Nations officially recognized the day back in 1977. The theme this year, I am Generation Equality. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bill Nye, the science guy, claims to be good at math, too. A motions hearing is scheduled to be held on Monday in downtown Los Angeles in connection with Nye's lawsuit against the Walt Disney Company. The popular host claiming the Burbank-based studio improperly held on to millions of dollars in profits related to his TV show. And Nye alleges Disney swindled him and other owners of the program out of a total of $28 million. Buena Vista TV calling the lawsuit a publicity ploy. Bill Nye, the science guy, ran on public TV and in syndication for five seasons beginning in 1993. Actor, game show panelist, and all-round raconteur Orson Bean died a few weeks ago. He was struck by two vehicles in front of a theater in Venice, California, where he had just performed. Bean had worked until the end, appearing in the Netflix show Grace and Frankie, released just last month.
If I'd known it was my wedding day, I would have stolen a comb.
Bean was friends with Dick Van Dyke for over 60 years.
I was kind of the physical comedian. He was the intellectual comedian.
Orson Bean was 91. A memorial service will be held for Bean in Inglewood, California, next Saturday. Time to spring forward as daylight saving time begins at 2 a.m. Sunday morning local time. So turn your clocks an hour ahead. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.